Hello and welcome. This is Father Kyle Schnupple. I'm pastor of two parishes here in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, the northwest side of the city. Today is Good Friday. I did not get a chance to record my homily from Holy Thursday, but got a few minutes here this afternoon on Good Friday to record my homily. So I thought I'd record it for you all and just put it out there for you all to reflect on this most holy day of days. Last Sunday, as we read the Passion of Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew, there was a sense that Jesus was very passive in allowing things to happen to him. He wasn't an innocent bystander, but he seemed to give control over to others in the narrative of his passion, death, and resurrection. Today, though, when we read St. John's account of the same events, there's a very different picture. Jesus is very much in control of what is happening around him, from the arrest in the garden, where he speaks with such power when he asks who they're after. He says, "Jesus of Nazareth." They fall down in prostration, all the way up to the very end of his life, his earthly life, where Jesus is reigning from the cross, and he clearly commands his spirit forth, gives up his spirit, so that hands-on, to succumb to the power of sin. For St. John, Jesus is clearly in control. He is the authority here in these narratives, in this narrative of his passion, death, and resurrection. And the reason for that difference can be found in our second reading for today from the letter to the Hebrews. There in that letter, the author of that letter clearly wants to identify how Jesus is a priest and how Jesus is the new high priest of the new covenant. And a high priest here in this part of the letter who can sympathize with our weaknesses because he faced them, but he overcame them through his triumph on the cross. But there is a thing about the priesthood. The priesthood requires sacrifice. Without sacrifice, we would have mere ministers. And without the priesthood, we would have a memorial meal, but we would not have the Eucharist. We would not be able to re-enter into what Jesus promises us that he is handing on to us. So if Jesus is the high priest, there must be a sacrifice. And Jesus, as we look at this passage, as we look at John's narrative, Jesus is not just the priest, he's the sacrifice. He's also, as we start to see, as we reflect deeper, he's also the altar upon which this sacrifice is offered, this new sacrifice is offered. And we see that played out in some of those little indications in John's gospel that are so important, because John has these events happening on a different day than the synoptic accounts of the Passion narrative. Matthew, Mark, and Luke have his crucifixion on the day of Passover. But for John, it's on the day of preparation for the Passover, the day before, to show that Jesus is the new Lamb of offering. And so we actually need to look at last night's Holy Thursday's first reading from Exodus to appreciate what Jesus is doing today on the cross. The lambs are offered, and the blood is marked on the doorpost as the lamb offers its life so that family can have life, can continue having life. So Jesus is offering his life as that lamb once did, so that we might live in him. And because these events happen on the day of preparation, there was something else happening that day as well. All the lambs, so that Passover meal is the next day. And all those lambs that are getting ready to be prepared for the Passover meals are being sacrificed. But they're not sacrificed and they're not prepared at home. They're prepared in the temple. So all Jews from around the surrounding countryside have come to Jerusalem. Hundreds of thousands of people have made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, have gathered in there to worship at the temple, and they all need a lamb. And so literally, hundreds of thousands of lambs were also being offered as the Jewish nation recommits to the Passover and recommits to their identity as a nation, as the favored nation of God. So all those lambs slaughtered in the temple and then carried home to be roasted. But they're carried home, when they're slaughtered, they have a rod that gets driven down along their spine. And a shorter rod gets shoved across their shoulders. And then they get carried out of the temple. These lambs are being crucified for the people. And that's not just the end of the story. There's one more. If they're sacrificing, if they're slaughtering hundreds of thousands of lambs, that's a lot of blood. And that blood has to go somewhere. There's a channel that flows out of the side of the temple where all this blood and all this water and all this muss is flowing out of as a sign of the blood being washed upon the people of God. And what flows from Jesus' side, the new temple, the new altar? Blood, water, as he hangs upon the altar of the cross, giving his life for us, for me, for you. As we gather today to venerate the cross of our Savior, we venerate Jesus, who is the new high priest. Jesus, who is the spotless Lamb of God offered for our salvation. And we venerate the cross upon which the glory of the world hung, so that the glory and the power of sin and death might be vanquished. Let us always glory in the cross of Christ, upon which the mystery of the world's salvation hung.